Timo Lecht woke up early for the second round of voting for a president on Monday. Streets were almost empty, but polling centers were busy. The country has over 600,000 registered voters, many in the capital city of Dili, 120,000 of them. Anita de Araujo was not sure of her age, but proudly showed the symbol of her participation, the indelible ink on her index finger.
I want the president to be the leader of our nation.
Ludmila Kaminya Barros is a United Nations volunteer and an electoral officer.
People are identified by their electoral ID cards. After voting, their forefinger is dipped into ink to prove they have already voted.
Timor-Leste's National Police Commander, Loguinhos Monteiro, monitored one of the polling centers.
I'm here to observe the real situation in Dili's polling centers. From the operation center, I monitor the country situation in the morning.
The Secretary General's special representative in Timor-Leste, Amira Haq, is satisfied with how the voting has proceeded.
Today, Timor-Leste's second round in the presidential elections went off very smoothly. I visited 5 polling stations, and I was very impressed to see Timorese men, women, citizens, casting their vote, continuing with their commitment to the democratic principles that have enshrined this nation. I want to congratulate the electoral management bodies for their great work in conducting the elections today.
The United Nations envoy commends the National Police of Timor-Leste for enabling the voting to take place in an environment of calm.
This shows that the Timorese police have come a long way in being in the front seat of this electoral process. We have the parliamentary round coming up in July, and the United Nations affirms its commitment to step side by side with the Timorese authorities in ensuring that that round goes as smoothly as things have gone today.
The United Nations Integrated Mission in Timor-Leste is supporting the government and relevant institutions to consolidate stability, enhance democratic governance, and facilitate political dialogue. Derek Mbata, United Nations.